We back in here. Maybe I'm crazy. Updates with Brandon Newsman. That's me, Brandon Newsman. This is episode 85.5, LeBron Town Road. Episode 85 is already up in your streaming platforms. We should be everywhere. Go check that out. Magic Johnson tried to mess up the Newsweek by sneaking in there and stepping down as the Lakers, but tricked your head, tricked your mind. Joy and I came back in there with a new episode. Bam, 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 bam. We in YouTube, we in iTunes, we in Spotify, we in iHeartMedia, we in SoundCloud. We in here and we out here. Update podcast. Let's go straight off the top. Dwayne Wade scored 25 points, grabbed 11 rebounds, and delivered 10 assists, recording a triple-double in the last game of his NBA career. Now, Dwayne Wade, I don't know how you guys feel about him, but he's the most complete basketball player that I've had the pleasure of seeing since college, on into the NBA, watching him win championships. Joy said it right the first time. LeBron wouldn't even came to Miami if Dwayne Wade wasn't at the peak of his abilities, okay? And he was a big part of all of those teams. He's one of the only guys I know that was able to turn hustle into an actual skill, being an undersized player, always defending, always shooting, always facilitating for other people. Let's look at these last closing performances of some greats of the game, right? Kobe, we all remember the 60-point game. Shouts out, 1996, best day in Laker franchise. I'm saying that because you guys want to hear that. Dirk Nowitzki, last game for him last night as well. Shouts out to Dirk, 20-10-1. Paul Pierce, he exerted himself into this conversation by saying that he had a better career than Dwayne Wade. You know, he gave you all Russell Westbrook's, you know, for his last performance. Then Dwayne Wade went out there in the Miami Heat jersey, gave you 25 buckets, 11 and 10. That is who he is, a true teammate. Everyone plays their role. Dwayne Wade knows his role. He's played it to a T, and he's also elevated other people to play their roles better. Think about the championship he won with Shaq. Shaq was on his way out, and he brought life into him. That stat line for Dwayne Wade in his final game proves to me that he's the ultimate teammate. He thanked all the players after the game for making this season about him. The Miami Heat really didn't have much to fight for all season long, so you made it about D-Wade. You made it about a legend. You made it about a teammate who cares about the team and everyone else over himself, and that's why he's such a big fan. That's why I'm such a big fan of his and the way he plays basketball. People love to compare basketball and football, and I always say you can't compare because you can play a one-on-one game of basketball and you can't play a one-on-one game of football. Dwayne Wade, on the other hand, is a team guy. That result of his last night proves that his team wanted him to go out on top. He wasn't going to give you a 60 burger like Kobe did. He wasn't going to give you 20 and 10 like Dirk, but the ultimate player is going to show up on all the stat lines in every game, and that's what Dwayne Wade was. Peanut butter to the jelly, whatever the weird thing with him and LeBron, it's all cool, it's all love. They brothers, they've been together forever. LeBron chose his brother, someone he's been with since the baggy shorts, big suits, fresh hairline days, you know what I mean, over sticking around for exit interviews with the Lakers. And I have no faults with him. ISO ball, team ball. Team ball wins every time. That's why he's a champion. Shouts out to Dwayne Wade. Sticking with LeBron James news, the script for Space Jam 2 is going through a rewrite by producer Ryan Coogler. This is great news. When I saw Ryan Coogler was named as a producer, if you guys remember, it was right around the time that Black Panther was out. So it looked like a bunch of name dropping thing that the Lakers are used to anyways, and that Hollywood does. You know, throw a bunch of big names at it. You want people to watch it, put Brandon Newman on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a common practice. We've seen this before. But Ryan Coogler, who I trust as a visionary and knows exactly what he wants, and someone who grew up in the town business, shouts out to the Yay area, someone who grew up watching Space Jam and understand the cultural importance of it and what it can do years and years and years moving forward, is now coming in and taking the reins of this narrative. The reason why he has to take the reins of the narrative, because these mother effing shoe deals are messing up everything. So the word is, Kevin Durant is not going to do it because he wants to be LeBron James, so he's not doing it. Steph Curry can't do it because he's an Under Armour guy. James Harden can't do it because he's Adidas. And, like, that's fine. I don't even want the real narrative, the original Space Jam narrative anyways, because it's too cookie cutter. Sounds like they're going to focus on LeBron's family, which we're all interested in. Shouts out to Bronny, the next Dwayne Wade.
I like that little take. Dwayne Wade's son isn't the next Dwayne Wade?
No.
LeBron James, but he's the next LeBron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, all I want to say is this is good. As excited as I was when Magic Johnson stepped down, because like, okay, maybe it can be saved. Now I think Ryan Coogler's involvement in Space Jam 2 will save the movie, possibly. Everyone's hating. I don't know what it is now. Everyone's trying to, obviously the shoe deals are the ones paying these guys more contracts money than the NBA contracts they sign. So loyalties lie with the money. Loyalties lies with these brands. I hope we can see through this and try to come together, because some of these guys not necessarily want one of those guys to be one of the monsters in Space Jam. I don't even know what we're expecting out of this Space Jam 2. It could be, what's the number two that was terrible?
Most of them.
No, don't do that. What's the number two that was actually like they wasted our time?
Anchorman 2. I could not be a bigger fan of Anchorman 1, and I turned it off 15 okay. minutes through the second one because it was going to ruin the whole franchise
That could be true. But I'm
too fast, too furious.
No, don't do that, because Ludacris. Shouts out.
Well, let's talk about a good one. If this is Bad Boys 2, we're good. We need Bad Boys 2 here, right? LeBron.
And I'm not sure that we're going to get that. I'm thinking maybe like a Gremlins 2, like Jingle All the Way 2, Jeepers Creepers 2, probably a good example of a great first movie and a terrible follow-up.
Ooh, I like that.
So all I'm saying is this could be good. My faith is in Ryan, and Ryan Coogler we trust. Ooh, this is fun news. Everybody, maybe I'm crazy fans are going to be really excited about this. Okay, the Masters is this weekend, and Tiger Woods...
Hey, man, I like golf, all right? Chill out with that. It is nice for sleeping too, but you tripping.
Woo! Like that one really bad game on a Sunday football. You're like, I'm watching it, but I ain't watching it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pick up golf too. I'm married now. That's a bit I'm doing working on. All right. The playoffs have been announced officially, and this is the landscape we're looking at. The Clippers play the Warriors in the first round. The Jazz play the Rockets in the first round. OKC got matched up with Portland Trail Blazers, and Denver is going to lose to the Spurs in the first round.
That's
the only thing that I just put out. Like, I'm not calling any of these shots other than
you think.
Yeah, okay, let's call the shots. OKC is probably going to beat Portland Trail Blazers. Like,
facts.
I'm not saying the city deserves more because it's OKC, but those players are better, and they deserve to get into the second round of the playoffs. Rockets and the Jazz, I don't know. Like, I guess at this point in time, this is interesting because, like when the Warriors played the Spurs and injuries played a big part moving forward, I think the Jazz have an opportunity to
hurt Chris Paul.
No, I didn't say that. I was saying rattle and shake the Rockets so that the bench players that they might need when they get matched up in the second round with the Warriors actually are in a rhythm and can get into moving like, I don't know, a Lindsey Hunter for the Pistons. Shouts out.
Yeah, you and Donnie both in here.
Warriors,
that means Lindsey Hunter reference
Warriors,
is coming
soon. Warriors Clippers.
Clippers gonna get a game or not? Nah?
Yes.
Warriors gonna, because the Warriors might not wake up for this. Is my only concern.
Yes. The Clippers win the Warriors, game one. Clippers win game one. No.
Fly down.
That's true.
And get caught.
The battle between the Lakers and the Clippers in LA right now is going to resonate. This is going to affect this because I'm telling you, people at the top aren't all the way in as much as they should be. That's just my theory based on the magnitude that could possibly happen with the Lakers in this offseason in the coming months. So,
are you saying that Jerry West knows more than Rob Pelinka?
I'm saying that as a fact. I'm saying that guy.
Jerry was on the screen this whole time twice. He's on there twice.
The magical basketball players we have seen play basketball in the NBA, what remains the same
is this
white guy on the logo, shorts falling. You can see in a little phrase, shorts well above the knee. Maybe a whole Pokemon above
the aerodynamic.
Knee. So
a whole Pokemon.
Yeah, like around 3 foot. So I say, the Warriors, yeah, lose game one. Why not? Bucks, Pistons.
Hey.
Pistons going to get one, Donnie?
Skirt. Yeah. We're going to get two.
Yeah. Two?
I'm calling two games.
Two games?
Two okay. games.
All right.
Milwaukee?
Yes.
I can't fully trust them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're number one, but it's Milwaukee.
The best case scenario for the Pistons, they lose at home and get knocked out of playoffs at home, so everybody can go out downtown afterwards. Downtown scene in Detroit's growing.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
It's beautiful down there.
Yeah, get the revenue back into the city.
Warm.
Celtics, Pacers.
Can you imagine if they had Oladipo, though? If they had Oladipo, though, this would be really something.
It would be something to...
No Marcus Smart for the Celtics.
It would be something to watch the fourth quarter of. Definitely that. That's about it. Okay, moving on.
Everybody hates Kyrie.
The Nets and the Sixers. Now, I have been, as a fan of the big man, I have been on the side of the Sixers. I've seen them play pretty well They look like a second round playoff team. But the Nets, if you want to see two teams really figure themselves out, this is going
to
be really
interesting. That's a great way to put it.
You know, this is going to be really interesting to watch going. And then next, you got
Raptors in three.
You got Mo Bamba versus Kawhi, baby. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, NBA playoffs. Watch all the games. Hey, I was told I needed to get better at transitions. So this is that. I'm pausing. That scream was us checking the tape. We in the film room watching the show. We're not watching this week's episode because Magic Johnson was very rude and how he didn't want to let everybody know that he was going to be leaving the Lakers and he wanted to go back to his fun life and he's a free bird. Magic Johnson is a free bird. Honestly, how blessed is Magic Johnson to be just, he's experienced life so much that he can get in front of a camera and tell everybody he's a free bird and everybody's like, yeah, makes sense.
I liked what LA Times columnist Bill Plaschke said about this.
What'd he say? Also Louisville native, continue.
Yep. He said that Magic is bigger than the Lakers. Magic doesn't belong to the Lakers. He belongs to the world.
Okay, that's a terrible take because what? LeBron James is that exact same thing.
Yeah.
Roll the tape, Joy. Tell them what they need on that team.
To me, this is Jeannie Buss's moment, okay? Now, I'm a Jeannie Buss fan all day. Oh. Huge Jeannie Buss supporter. I think that anyone who speaks ill of Jeannie Buss is a clown. And I mean that literally. Like, you better recognize the basketball lineage that Jeannie Buss is. Jeannie just needs to step in. Ignore all the haters of saying you don't know basketball and you shouldn't make basketball decisions. Guess what? Their last name isn't Buss and their daddy isn't the good doctor, okay? Clean house, bring in whatever LeBron needs to be successful. He'll sit down and tell you what he needs and what he wants, put it around him, and get it going. Stop trying to make, like, everything's gotta be a star, and it's gotta be Jason Kidd, and it's gotta be Bob Myers, and, like, it's gotta make a splash. LA is already a splash. The Lakers are already the Lakers.
Yeah.
You don't need to reinvent what already works. Yeah. You know what LeBron needs. He needs shooters. He needs a little bit of youth. He needs a savvy veteran. And he needs a coach that he feels comfortable with. And a GM that's not... that comes to work.
Okay, let me break this down real quick. A lot of people are criticizing what Joy had to say, saying, oh, LeBron needs quite a lot. LeBron needs quite a bit to win a championship. Yeah, he does. Because he's one man. One person, one player on a team. Now, obviously, we said he could be bigger than the Lakers based on brands. But as a basketball player on the court, yes, he needs shooters. Yes, he needs youth. Yes, he needs a savvy veteran. A coach he feels comfortable with. He sounds like a monster. He sounds so needy. And then a GM that comes to work. Name me an NBA Finals champion that didn't have those things.
But Brandon, Michael Jordan did it all by himself.
Michael Jordan had one of the best coaches in NBA history, arguably basketball history, in Phil Jackson. And then Scottie Pippen, the sir, the air shoes. You guys remember the air shoes? Those are Pippins.
They roll air on the side.
Yeah. Air on the side. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about, okay. I'm switching the sneakers. Michael Jeffrey Jordan has done nothing after Scottie Pippen and nothing before Scottie Pippen if we're going to classify accolades and success with championships. Because I think all of these players are doing quite a bit just being in the NBA, and that's a success in its own. So let's get some
perspective.
Thank you.
Perspective.
Let's get some perspective on what we're talking about right now. Michael Jordan had a team where everyone was playing their part to the T. Was he amazing? Was he a credible scorer? Was he an incredible shooter? Yes, that is why he never saw Game 7. Now, we can credit those type of things to why that team never saw Game 7 to Michael Jordan. I don't want to argue about championship teams needing more than one star player on the team to win. That is asinine. It's disrespectful to the game of basketball. It's disrespectful to the players on the team. I am all for the narratives that these big names are the driving forces for these teams, leading them to where they need to go. But as we have seen in many games, in many athletic arenas, one person can't win a team game. There's a lot of people that need to be in the right places at the right time, doing the right thing, playing their role exactly the way they're supposed to play it to get NBA players, to get any of these teams to championships. So stop it. I am King Gauntlets. All right, guys. I appreciate y'all staying with us with the upload. We snuck into your timeline with the Update Podcast. Y'all showing respect. I appreciate y'all watching. Don't forget, LeBron Town Road is up right now. Magic Johnson. Here's Magic Johnson thing, Rookie. You ready? I'm going to take my ass out of LeBron Road.
Yeah, like it ain't no more.
Yeah. Anyways, LeBron Town
Slacks
LeBron Town
on
Road.
My booty.
Yeah, yeah. Booty on the couch. Okay, we in the comments. Obviously, respect LeBron Town Road, episode 85, maybe on Crazy Podcast. But since the updated, we are going to be in the comments of the Lakers out of Magic. Okay, the Update Podcast. Carlos came in here saying, staying on top of things, hashtag hard work. We appreciate, thank you. We did it for you, Carlos, and all the Carloses of the world. My ex-stepdad's name's Carlos.
Shouts to Carlos.
Would this even be of any importance if LeBron didn't play for the Lakers? I thought about this, James Wolf. I was like, everyone's talking about how cataclysmic, shouts out to Joy's word,
vocab,
this whole thing was. And I'm just like, wait a minute. People step down all the time, right? Like, this is like moves happen all the time. But for mogul Magic Johnson, who I grew up going to his movie theaters in Detroit, shouts out to Roseville. As much as I love Magic, he's not right for the job. The grind is real. Keep LeBron. Hashtag rebuild. Hashtag missing great Lakers. Hashtag maybe I'm crazy. Oh my God, that was my mom.
Yes.
I was about to compliment the comment and say thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
My mom hashtags maybe I'm crazy behind everything, or hashtag grands are great, talking about our grandkids. Me and Michelle
grands
laugh about my mom's hashtags all day.
Well,
I'm so mad that she snuck into the show. So mad Selena snuck into the show.
I'm happy she's in there, and I love the double entendre that is Great Lakers.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, Miss Great. Yes. I don't know if I can read anything else. My mom's on a thing. LeVar was right again. LeVar being right is probably one of the craziest things that have happened in this whole mess. Like, let's take a pause to recognize that never lost. Took a couple L's, but never lost. Okay. And he was right.
If they fire Luke Walton and play better next year, and that coach starts Lonzo and Lonzo stays healthy, then LeVar was right.
Honestly,
again.
You might think it's a crazy take, and this might be knee-jerky, like Magic Johnson decided to step down from the Lakers as a president.
So what you feel?
The new NBA now, the way the game is run, was it fair to say it's kind of like an AAU game?
That's what people say.
Okay, like maybe some grassroots basketball?
Mm-hmm. Like a JBA type of situation even, perhaps?
I'm saying LeVar could coach the Lakers. LeVar could coach the Lakers. All right, let's keep it scrolling. I got a theory here, a lot of words. My theory is why Magic left the job was because Rob Pelinka. Magic did not want to keep Pelinka, and Jeannie Buss did not let him fire Pelinka and hire someone that has a relationship with trust. Jeannie was fine with Magic firing Luke. I'm not reading all this. Yeah. Mike Havoc says, trade LeChump. Listen, I took French in high school, so any any word, I'm a big fan of. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
LeChump.
Yeah. LeChump. Okay. Wanted this. Thank you, Ishmael. I'm joking. I think that's how you say his name. Wherever King James goes, expect drama. No one is safe. More to come.
I think
okay. All right. That's the most Captain Obvious take ever. And also, that doesn't mean necessarily he's bad. This is us as the most popular television on television.
I think you said television. I think you read it wrong because I think it's written as drama, which actually is pretty exciting.
You know what that means? It means it needs to stay on TNT.
They know drama. Let's go.
Love the different angles and vibes of this mini pod. Huge W team. Yes, Chica.
Go team.
You gonna scroll up some more?
I thought that was a good one.
Yeah. Now you gonna decide when we end. Now you gonna decide. Okay, we're in on this one. You may be right, Joy. Says Christopher. Episode 85, LeBron Town Road is still there. Eddie House is a great guest. We love having him. Y'all make sure to subscribe. Tell your friends about Maybe I'm Crazy. Follow us on Maybe I'm Crazy Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. tell your friends about us again. And then also after you tell your friends, tell your friends to tell your friends, because we're trying to grow and spread. And y'all love us, and we want more people to love us. So we appreciate y'all. It's the Crazy Gang. We out.
Gang, gang.